A reading from Luke 6, 1-5. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick up some heads of grain, rub them in their hands, and eat the kernels. Some of the Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, taking the consecrated bread. He ate what is lawful only for priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath."
What does it mean, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath?
I think Jesus is putting the discourse right now into the middle of this discussion of religiosity versus spiritual life. And that we'd mentioned, you know, a few weeks back, the whole idea of institution versus life-giving faith. And when Jesus says that the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath, he's saying, don't look at Sabbath or other religious things as an end in themselves. They're meant as vehicles. They're tools that get you to God. They're about building the relationship. And so he's basically saying to them, don't get lost on Sabbath rules and miss the point that the one whom you seek in observing Sabbath to keep your life aligned is right in front of you. Don't miss that out in your concern for rules and regulations.
In the body of this passage, it's very specific, is that they're going through grain fields. I assume they're in the region of Galilee, the region of the Sea of Galilee. So much of this part of his life is taking place there. He comes and goes, but he always seems to be traveling. He'll stop at a place like Capernaum, but then he'll move on to someplace else, and then he'll move on to someplace, then come back. But here, you and I have been over in that region, and it's fairly easy to imagine the fields he is walking through. Even though we were not there at that time of year, it's quite beautiful and it's quite magnificent. But they're always moving. They're wayfarers. They're living off the land, and it's interesting to me whether they even thought about the Sabbath and taking the grain.
Well, obviously somebody thought about it because they critique him on it. They're certainly alert to the aspect of Sabbath law and Sabbath rules, and you weren't to work on the Sabbath, and the idea of harvesting, taking grain, even a handful as you're walking by, was to break the law and the code.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying, which is actually is correct, there are the disciples, and then there are the followers. And the Pharisees are more likely filled with curiosity, and they're following along, and they become the critiquers rather than the disciples who are taking the grain. I think that's probably the situation here.
Yeah, and there's levels of understanding out from Jesus. His disciples are getting more and more. They're becoming alert to what he's saying, even though it doesn't all become clear until the resurrection. And all of a sudden, they're going, how do we miss some of this? And then there's followers around them that are getting pieces, but the Pharisees and the religious leaders aren't getting it at all. He's getting in the way of their legal rules that they were used to keeping for their own sense of spiritual well-being.